In previous minutes, I've talked about the vital role of associate measurement for store analytics. Measuring associates is critical for two reasons. First, because understanding which person is an associate and which is a shopper is critical to measuring shopper counts accurately. Failing to distinguish between shoppers and associates will result in significant overcounts on tracks, significant overestimates on visit times, significant miscounts on stars ratios, and significant undercounts on conversion metrics. In other words, it bollocks up everything. I once had a professor who liked to say that if a philosopher gives you two arguments for something, it's because they didn't think either was good enough on its own to persuade you. So I almost feel like I shouldn't give you another argument about why it's important to measure associates. But the second argument's utterly different. It's that measuring associates is interesting and useful on its own, especially these days when store operations are changing dramatically. So how do you measure associates? In one sense, it's easy. Associates are people, and people measurement systems will track them, just like anyone else, 30 frames a second with high positional accuracy. But the problem is, how do you know they're associates? One method is to electronically badge every associate. The second method is to use predefined associate areas in the store and behaviorally flag associates. It's this second method I want to describe because it's cleaner, simpler, and cheaper. For this kind of tracking, the first step is to mark associate-only areas and doors on the digital map of the store. Areas behind cash wraps are obvious, but it's also critically important to flag service areas and every door that leads to an associate-only area, break rooms, stock rooms, etc. With that flagging in place, you can identify any record that spends time in one of these designated areas or uses one of those doors as an associate. You can flag anyone stitched to that record as an associate, even backwards in time. With full sensor coverage of a store, that means you can track people for extended periods of time. Tracking systems do lose track of people, but with good stitching logic, it's not unusual to track people from door to door. If your associates are regularly on and off the floor or in associate-only areas, you'll get very robust associate tracking and shopper-associate differentiation with no extra hardware, no extra compliance, and no extra cost. It's not perfect. In shopper measurement, it seems like nothing is. But in many retail environments, it's a surprisingly effective associate measurement strategy. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.